For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. I'm going to begin a bit differently this morning. I'm going to start by reflecting on today's collect. That simple and succinct prayer that gathers all our intentions and focus for worship. The collects have been an important part of our liturgy since our first book of common prayer, since the Reformation, and have not changed much in form or importance. They stay simple, succinct, and yet important. And yet, how much attention is actually given to the collect, that opening prayer? Actually, during the daily office, it is read to open the prayers of the people. But here during Holy Eucharist, it begins the readings. And not just Holy Eucharist, but all holy services as well. Yet this short prayer tends to be glanced over, and we say it sometimes with not much attention given to it. But I would like today's collect to be given some due consideration, because I love this collect, this one in particular, and I'll read two parts of it again. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. That's kind of why when I read it the first time kind of slow. I wanted it to have a little more attention paid to it. So, blessed Lord, thank you for causing St. Matthew to write his holy gospel, which we have been studying and reading and hearing throughout this season of ordinary time. Thank you for the ancient writings of Moses and of the prophet Isaiah. Thank you for the beautiful Psalms. And thank you for St. Paul's letters to the Thessalonians, to the Romans, to the Philippians, and to others. And thank you for the ability to read, to discern, to study on our own and together, so that we can find additional wisdom and additional inspiration. In our gospel reading this morning, we are coming close to the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. We have followed Matthew's telling of Jesus from his baptism, temptation, through all those amazing miracles and healings, and through all those many parables, through his confrontations with authority, and his intimate teachings with his disciples. Jesus and his disciples and followers are in Jerusalem, and Jesus is in the midst of his final and most deep teachings. It is a time He is being real with His disciples. The days ahead are going to be harder than any they have experienced. So much of what Jesus has to share refers to the hardship the disciples will face. They have been made aware of Jesus' horrible fate and are wrestling with that. And then now Jesus is asking even more of them. They will be persecuted, betrayed, imprisoned, and for some, put to death. Jesus knows His time on earth is coming to an end, and He's preparing the people who are closest to Him for that reality, for that future that is ahead of them. In Matthew's next chapter, Judas goes off to plan his betrayal, and the plot to kill Jesus is put in motion. And then, in the midst of all this dark and terrible hardship, Jesus says there is opportunity. There is always opportunity to testify to the gospel, to the good news, to do more, and to increase. That the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. That the exalted would be humbled, and the humble will be exalted. That the last will be first, and the first will be last. And that love and service to the least of us is love and service to the highest of us, Christ our blessed Lord. Paul reminds us to not become idle, but to stay busy, to always keep awake, and to be sober, for we do not know the hour or the night. But we are weary at times and in need of encouragement in building up. And when we are weary and we feel the hardship of our daily life, we must endure in those ways that we know, through prayer, meditation, through reading and studying the Word, the friendships, by praying with one another, and by checking in. And this happened to me just this past week. A friend of mine who lost her husband this past year to a terrible disease. She's been on my heart and my mind and in my daily prayers. And I kept saying, I need to call her. And she called me to check in and see, how are things going with you? Now, this was very moving and very touching, and it was also very energizing, and I was filled with joy. Jesus tells us that through our endurance, we will gain our souls. But wouldn't it be easier if we just receive those wonderful gifts from God and say thank you and then bury our talents, to hide them away, to kick back and let God and all the others do all the hard work? But that's not our assignment. We are to love and trust God. We are to increase that investment in us, those gifts, those talents. We are to increase the work of love and service, because it increases the body and family of Christ in the world. And we believe that we will also increase and be welcomed into the joy of the Master. To those who have, more will be given, and more is expected. We must make the most of our gifts and our talents and of those opportunities that we are given, that we are blessed with, to love and serve God, to love and serve our neighbors, and to love and serve our church. 2 Sundays from now, we will be entering Advent, our season of preparation and expectation for when we celebrate our Lord's Nativity and prepare for the final coming of Christ in power and in glory. We must continue to work hard and endure in the opportunities given us to serve God and each other. In this season of Thanksgiving, I am thankful for our blessed Holy Scriptures, for this opportunity to serve Christ's church. I am thankful for this wonderful and amazing faith community, for your love, for your support, for your encouragement, and for your building up Christ in the world. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for sharing it with us and with each other. Thank you for your increasing work. Thank you for your goodness and for your faithfulness. May God bless Christ's church in all that we do. Let us pray. Lord, show us how best to use the talents you have given us to serve you and others. Help us work for you and for your kingdom with an eye towards the future and in a spirit of adventure. Make us courageous and wise to serve you and in a way that pleases you, and thus find eternal joy. In your holy name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.